You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
What is your problem? We had something. I felt it. I felt it on the bow, I felt it on the stern, then a few more times on the bow, then the stern again. Then you flipped me over onto my starboard side. I even tried aft for the first time. I'm on a
boat. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Mike the Mariner running out the crew. All right, if you beat your boat, we covered a few tidbits there. Make sure you don't run aground too quickly or too fast. Mm-hmm. So you want to just be able to be, get your boat back into the water without clogging up the impeller, without hurting the bottom of your hull, use weight to your advantage. What else are we forgetting there? Mm. Anything else, Mike?
Well, I mean, just, be careful about your environment, in particular, if you're running a boat that is less forgiving, like an inboard boat. You don't really, an outboard boat or an inboard outboard boat, you can lift the outdrive and get the propeller up, which actually reduces your draft. You can't do that with a fixed propeller in an inboard boat. So you have some limitations there. Certainly, know as much about where you're beaching as possible, and make sure that you don't put yourself in a situation where an hour later your boat's high and dry and stuck in the sand.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's common sense, but once again, you don't want to be that guy we're talking about on the World of Boating, who had to call Cito to tow him off the sandbar, that'll help you out a little bit. All right, before we get into the most common at-sea emergency, which we're going to delve into here momentarily, an article, I saw this in Lakeland Boating Magazine, latest issue, about the new Boston Whaler 330 Outrage. This thing is impressive. The reason it caught my eye is because I've looked at one of these things over the years. They make like a dive version of this vessel that they've had at some of the boat shows, like in Fort Lauderdale and Miami over the years. This is like their newest, latest and greatest, 33-footer, pretty meaty vessel for Boston Whaler. And of course, those are the ones that they saw the boat in half. It shows the guys always floating through the marina, on the back half of the boat, and like, whoa, hey.
Unsinkable.
Right. The unsinkable boat, right, the Boston Whaler. So, famous vessels, but they got a dive version of this. It always catches my eye. They obviously have some aesthetics for divers, but they put in a little dive door. They got the tank racks, and me being a diver, and you being a diver for that matter. I mean, I've always thought that would be a pretty cool personal, dive boat to have. But this new one, this 330 Outrage, has a new feature on their hull. It has a dual step, call it? A dual step hull.
It's a stepped hull.
Stepped hull. So there's like some kind of a pocket under it. I didn't quite, get it. I read through the article. Well, okay. But explain that a little bit more in depth. Not for me, because I get it. But I'm just in case someone's listening and thinking like, oh, what's a stepped hull? What the hell is that? Well,
stepped hulls are very common. You'll see them on cigarette style boats, high performance boats, even normal cruisers. Now you can go get boats from Sea Ray or Regal or any number of normal manufactured, mass produced boats. Mm-hmm. And they make stepped hulls because they greatly increase your speed and reduce the power required to get to that speed.
Right.
And the way they do that is it has what's called a step, and it looks like a little, almost like a strake on the bottom that goes all the way across the bottom of the boat and typically has a little bit of a lip to it. Mm-hmm. And what it does is as you get up on plane and get up to speed, it creates a pocket of air under the backside of that strake. And what that does is creates a cushion and reduces the friction between the boat and the water, which increases its speed and reduces the amount of power you require to get to that speed. Mm-hmm. So boats
so faster to get up on plane, and then more efficient once you are.
Well, not necessarily faster to get on plane, because many manufacturers used stepped hulls as a mechanism to put smaller engines in.
Okay.
So you need
less power to get up on plane then.
You need about the same power to get up on plane. It's what you get. It's once you get up on plane that the stepped hull actually gives you the benefit of the design.
Okay.
Right. So when you're moving at displacement speed, it does nothing for you. In fact, it adds a little bit of drag. But many manufacturers, especially in the family cruiser category, in years past, you would have had a boat with no strakes, probably heavier. And let's say it's a 35 foot or, 36 foot, cabin cruiser. You would have had two big block 454, Merc cruisers, in the engine room. Well, then they started using stepped hulls. They also reduced some weight here and there. And then suddenly you've got two small block engines or two even V6 engines, mm-hmm. and you get the same top line performance, but you might notice, getting up on planes a little tougher, especially if you have the same number of people on, because you've got, less horsepower, and those common boats. Now on the flip side of that, on the more performance oriented boats, like a cigarette boat or the racing boats, they use that just for pure performance. It's getting up on speed using getting the maximum amount of speed and performance that you can. And that's the benefit of the stepped hull.
Yeah.
It gives you a higher top speed using less fuel.
Okay.
And even in racing, efficiency equals speed. So there
right.
you go.
Well, and they say in the article that it's like a 7 to 10% more efficient on fuel burn and mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So,
right.
The downside is what then? Why wouldn't everybody do a stepped hull? What would be the downside to it?
It just depends on what the boat's designed to do,
yeah.
right? So, like my boat, if I had a stepped hull, it wouldn't help me a bit. My boat's
yeah.
too heavy. I've got two big diesel engines, and my boat really doesn't go fast enough to benefit from that kind of design. So stepped hull boats tend to be newer, lighter, and have a broader range of performance than a boat like mine would have.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, we learned together. I want to check one of those out. Am I alone on that particular model? Have you ever looked at one of those Boston Whalers and, one of those center console type things and think, oh, that'd be the ultimate personal dive boat kind of thing?
Yeah, actually I'm probably going to buy one next year.
Oh.
We're probably going to retire Stinger.
Yeah.
Our Craig Cat.
Yeah.
And get
something a little bigger.
We've really enjoyed it, but it has two seats and it tows great behind our boat when we go on long trips, but I think we're going to get a Whaler, and I'm looking for about a 1973 or 74 restored Boston Whaler.
Yeah. Well, you can get one of those ones half off, when they're done with the when they're done with the boat show.
You mean the ones that are one of the ones that are cut in half?
Yes.
No, half I'm off. Looking for actually.
You want a whole boat. You want a whole one, even though.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I want a whole boat.
I've always wondered what they did with the other half of the boat. They cut it in half there, but maybe that's just me. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.